Up next, New Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pensions Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Zambian economist sees opportunity in cobalt surge. Member criticizes Hijilema over farmer payments. In foreign news, Le Pen's political fate rests on appeal trial opening in France. And in sports, Real Madrid part ways with Xabi Alonso appoints Abelloi as head coach. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The government has expressed satisfaction with the continued appreciation of the Zambian kwacha against major international currencies, citing the development as evidence of growing confidence in the country's economic fundamentals. Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chipoka Mlenga says the strengthening of the local currency is the result of deliberate and strategic economic interventions, combined with the hard work of Zambians responding to the work after work agenda. He has explained that a stronger kwacha brings significant benefits to the economy, particularly in trade, commerce and consumer welfare. The appreciation has reduced the cost of imported goods, including raw materials, machinery, fuel and other intermediate inputs that are critical to production and distribution. Mr. Mlenga further notes that the positive exchange rate movement, together with lower inflation, reduced fuel prices and improved electricity supply, has lowered operational costs for businesses and created room for price reductions across various sectors of the economy. Ministry of Information and Media says construction works at the Sakania border post and connecting roads are nearing completion following the commencement in 2024 under a public-private partnership led by Jaswin Ports Limited. The ministry's director spokesperson Henry Kapata says key components of the works includes the Ndola Sakania Road and Tomtine Toll Plaza are complete. While border facilities and the Sakania Mufulira Road are progressing steadily towards full operational readiness in 2026, Mr. Kapata says the initiative aligns with President Hanga Ndejilama's focus on addressing trade bottlenecks at strategic borders, aiming to enhance export efficiency, reduce costs, and create employment opportunities along the corridor. Now, economist Calvin Chisangas has observed that the recent 130% surge in global cobalt prices presents a timely opportunity for Zambia. Mr. Chisanga explains that the price rally, which has pushed cobalt to over $56,200 per ton, is largely a result of supply-side constraints. He has attributed the spike to policy and regulatory actions in major producing countries that have tightened global supply. He says such administrative restrictions often lead to sharp and short-term prices escalations while demand remains strong due to the global energy transition. It is no longer growing at previously projected rates. Mr. Chisanga has emphasized that the shift towards cobalt-reduced and cobalt-free battery technologies make up long-term price gains.
Change that we have seen coming up in the cobalt prices, I think it's quite motivating and very historical, which has also given that supportive improvement to the mining sector as a whole. Obviously, the impact in the cobalt price surge will have a cascading effect, which will stand to be positively important for Zambia's case, especially at the point when we are making some strong convergency positive development. Obviously, the 130% surge in cobalt prices, which has actually triggered to somewhere around $56,200 per ton, is largely driven by a temporal policy-induced supply shock. Rather than the permanent structural shift which we can experience on the global demand.
Now, still in local news, Lower Pula Province Minister Nason Musonda says there is no convincing justification for the people of Lower Pula to continue living in poverty, given the province's vast natural endowments and growing energy security. Speaking in Mansa, Mr. Msonda says Lower Pula is fully prepared to unlock its economic potential through the 2026 Lower Pula Expo, describing the investment symposium as a key vehicle under the New Dawn administration to link local and foreign investors to opportunities in the province. The minister says the expo, scheduled for April 19th to 23rd, 2026, will focus on unlocking value in mining, tourism, energy, agriculture, fisheries, livestock, education, and value addition, positioning Lower Pula as a competitive investment destination. He says it defies logic. It defies logic that a province endowed with fertile land, water bodies, minerals, and tourism assets remains among the least developed, adding that President Hanga Ndejilama's administration is determined to reverse this trend by promoting provincial economies. He has called on all stakeholders in Lower Pula province to rise above partisan politics and support the expo, noting that economic growth in the province will benefit all Zambians.
Ladies and gentlemen, the elephant in the room here in Lower Pula is the expo that we are preparing to host in April this year. So under the New Dawn administration, this investment symposium is aimed at linking both foreign and the local investors to the province and unlocking economic potential as part of the President Akande's extreme commitment to creating a diversified economy and also promoting provincial economies. So Lower Pula will not be left behind. And we know that this expo will focus mainly on unlocking opportunities in mining, tourism, energy, agriculture, fisheries and livestock, education, including value addition, and therefore repositioning Luapula province as a competitive investment hub.
The Zambian School of Driving, ZSD, has congratulated the newly appointed Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA Board, describing its